Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, and I'm here with attorney Ted Hansen. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Rick. Let me be the first to say go Rams this morning.
Go Rams, huh? We're going to go Rams.
That. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we should do a...
I don't think I'm alone in that sentiment.
So maybe our Cairo and KTTH listeners, hey, that would be kind of an interesting call today. Number one, are you watching the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I have heard some defectors out there. Otherwise, diehard football fans that are a little upset with the events leading up to the game, and they're boycotting it a little bit. So if you're boycotting it, that might be interested. You know, if you're going to watch the game or what your forecast or desires are or who's laying down the money on who's going to win.
Or what you're having to eat.
Oh, dear, Ted, there you
go. We'll do that.
Hey, well, folks, give us a call. You know, our lines are going to be wide open, and Brian's in there just dying to talk to you about your football picks and what you got to say there. So give us a call, 888-973-5476. And of course, you can ask your state and elder law planning questions. We're going to be talking some taxes today. Ted, it's tax season.
Tax time.
Oh, yeah. Yuck. Sunday morning, we got to talk taxes.
Just got done having that discussion with you, how I didn't fare that well this
year. Well, some are doing better, some are doing worse, some about the same. I think most about the same. Yeah. But we're going to go over some of the details because there are a few really significant changes for some people, and I want to make sure that you don't get surprised. We should never be surprised at what our tax bill is, folks. And yet I find so many people, they're coming in around March or April, and they're going, what? What?
What
happened? What? So we want to stop the I don't what? let's be prepared. We should always, you know, for our personal life and our business life as well, make sure we understand and are properly managing our taxes. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of the ideas and things you can do in managing your taxes. And especially we're talking, you know, maybe income tax a little bit, you know, always wanting to maybe shave a little bit off, a few percentage points off that income tax. So we'll do that and have a good time. And we do want to chat with you a little bit. We are in our 9 o'clock hour, which we have been in now for basically our first month of January. It's in the can, as they say. So we moved over from the 8 o'clock to the 9 o'clock hour. So hopefully most of you folks have found us. For those of you who discovered us on the 9 o'clock hour, welcome aboard. We're always glad to have you. We're here live in studio every Sunday morning to help get your, kind of wrap up the weekend and get you started for the week ahead and for life ahead. That's what we really are. We're a planning show, lots of stuff on it. Estate planning, elder planning, weaving in your business and your business planning for you, especially you know, business owners, investors, all kinds of things. We're really big on protecting vulnerable adults and trying to spot elder abuse and educating everyone on that. So we have all these subjects that we're talking about all the time. You can check out our blogs, yourpartnerinlaw.com's best access point to find just about everything, links to the website, links to Cairo, podcasts for the show. It's all there. So in our events. Hey, folks, we've been talking the last few weeks about the 5th annual Retire Meet. I am both happy and sad to tell you it's sold out again, the 5th year in a row.
We told you.
Sold out again early. It's not until February 16th, and we're already sold out. We are going to be posting some new seminars up here fairly quickly to help out. But if any of you are just really bummed and say, oh, my God, I didn't get in Retire Meet 2019, we are taking a waiting list, and it'll be a priority. First call, first serve. You can get on the list by calling 800-386-3004, 800-386-3004. If the phone's not working for you too well, go ahead and shoot us a question, you can say ask the legal expert over on yourpartnerinlaw.com, and we'll get back with you first thing Monday about getting you on that priority list. But as we told you, it does sell out. So out there, we're going to have about 425 of your closest friends, probably about 50 or so presenters and speakers, and just an incredible day of learning about estate planning and life planning and retirement and moving into that and just all the various aspects of that. It's going to be a great day. I'm really, really looking forward to it and meeting lots of new folks. Please do come up and introduce yourself at the event. We always enjoy meeting you in person and do that. So Retire Meet, folks, is sold out. Again. And when we tell you these events are going to sell out, I mean, we're usually quite confident. It's not really a marketing scheme, because we really want to make sure that all of you who want to come to these events do get there. And Ted, just like everything else, it's the early bird, right? Early bird gets the worm, and here the early bird got the ticket. So anyhow, any questions on that, check us out at yourpartnerinlaw.com, and please do watch for upcoming workshops and events coming to an event center near you, like that. Hey, Ted, I wanted to, you know, chat a little bit today about things that are really going to be different for lots of folks from today forward, at least until 2025, and that's under the new Tax Cut and Jobs Act. AKA the Trump taxes. Every president gets their name on it. We had the Obama taxes. We had the Bush taxes, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, we have the Trump taxes. What's in a name? Tax Cut and Jobs Act. So that's what the new tax code is. And we know there were lots and lots of changes and lots of political rhetoric going back and forth. Is it good? Is it bad? Isn't it increase? Is it a decrease? Does it favor the wealthy? Does it blah, blah, blah. Okay, we're not going
to
talk.
And why did it take 30 years to do this?
I don't know. But anyhow, let's just talk about the facts today, because that's what we all have to deal with when it comes to our taxes. We can put our political ideologies aside for a second, because the IRS doesn't really care.
Exactly.
They're going to say, you made this, you have these types of deductions or exemptions, you owe this. So it's relatively...
How much did you make last year? Send it in. It's one of those.
Well, it's kind of like that. So obviously, these tax code changes, they all start with the income tax bracket, so to speak. And, you know, primarily there are, you know, three major categories. We're either going to be single, we're going to be married filing jointly, or we're going to be kind of head of household. And there's a few other trickies in there. But basically, those are our three biggest tax brackets. And we're going to probably see that in every tax bracket, there was a minor shift down. In the upper tax brackets was one shift, and the lower ones a little bit, but nobody got a huge percentage difference per se. But lots of other things have changed that kind of all come together. So one of the things when we look at tax code is you can't look at one single line item. You have to look at a tax code as a package. And the way you are packaged, what your situation is, well, single, married, there's a difference already. And historically, there has been a marriage penalty. I wonder if there's one under the new tax code. Why don't you hang on, and we're going to find out about that during later in the show. Is there still a marriage tax penalty? Has the government continued to penalize folks who were married in the tax code system? Let's find out as we go through the day. That would be interesting, right, Ted?
Yep.
We might just figure that out. There's lots of different things, child care credits, increases in college savings plans for 529 plans for children in K through 12.
Yep, capital gains tax.
Capital gains are different. There's a lot of differences, and we need to understand these differences. And, you know, it's going to be kind of tough for most folks this first year, because a lot of folks weren't really sure what I should be doing and the codes and all the advisors kind of coming up to speed. So this is going to be kind of an interesting transition year for all of us in filing our first tax return under the new code. So we want to, you know, kind of really pay strict attention to that and say, well, gee, if something happened this year, is there something I can do to control that as we go through time? Because, Ted, you were telling me that you're kind of wrestling with yours a bit and finding that, you know, maybe plus, maybe minus, but not much.
Yeah, I guess I expected it to be a little bit different this year, and in fact, it was almost worse in my case. I'm not sure if that's a function of not having enough withholding, but those are certainly things that you got to watch when you're, you know, end up at the end of the year owing more money. You've already given them a chunk of money and you end up owing them money. That's never fun, right? So the idea really is to balance that out to zero. I mean, that's the.
Well, we need to learn to manage our taxes and be expecting. I mean, as a personal person or a business person, I should never be surprised at year end of what my taxes are. That just means I haven't done some planning properly or I've had my head in the sand or whatever.
Yeah, and if, of course, if you don't withhold enough, then you have this penalty, right? Like
you
under withholding,
you
right?
can, yeah. I mean,
so that's no fun. The
IRS got this all figured out, right? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you can't beat them at their own game, but you can play with them. There are legal plays to do.
Yeah.
And we're not going to be like the Patriots and deflate the ball. But, it, you know,
I'd like to in this case.
But, you know, there are certain things we can do and take that goal line stand on taxes and, you know, hopefully the pass doesn't get intercepted. So there's lots of things we need to take a look at. So, folks, if you'd like to, you know, maybe you have a question on, hey, what's coming up in our taxes? We will try to guide you in the right direction there on these new taxes. We're all learning them together. So I'd love to have that discussion with you. You can give us a call at 888-973-5476. That's the hotline. Get on air right now. Cairo and KTTH, 888-973-5476. Your partner in law. Hey, we want to talk to you. Do you have questions on your taxes? Do you have questions on estate or elder planning? You have a vulnerable adult in your life, whether it's a family member, maybe it's a neighbor, and you're looking around and saying, something's not right. Maybe we should talk about that. We have an awful lot of abuse of seniors, and
not a week goes by.
So undetected.
Not a week goes by that I don't have one of these that cross my desk. It's just amazing, and the things that people do to each other are just horrible sometimes. You know, I had a situation recently where this poor fellow had a stroke, and he was estranged from his wife for years and years and years, and the day after he has this stroke, she's in there trying to have him execute a power of attorney. And how you would ever get any attorney in their right mind to draft something like that for a person in that condition is beyond me. But anyway, the hospital felt so bad about it, they actually had APS inquire into the matter. So these things happen, and they happen every day. And, you know, otherwise what you'd see, you know, well-meaning people not doing so.
Hey, folks, we're going to be back after this quick, crass commercial break, and we'll take your calls at 888-973-5476, your partner in law. We'll be right back.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, well, I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Regrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Stevie Guitar Miller to get you going this morning.
And good morning. Hey, I hope you're all out there stocking up on warm stuff. Supposed to get chilly tomorrow or tonight.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like beer and stuff. I don't want my beer warm.
No, you can put that outside, keep it in the snow.
Okay. We were on a different page with that one, I'm afraid. I'm thinking Super Bowl, you're thinking keep warm. It's like,
I was thinking, you know, every time we get these cold snaps and these sudden drops in temperature and we get ice and snow.
That's true.
You know, we always, you know, folks, think outside your own home sometimes and maybe think of your elderly relatives, family members, maybe that neighbor that might be, you know, make sure they're okay. Is their heat still on? Do they have power? Older folks become very frail, and these types of things can be, you know, literally catastrophic and life-threatening.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's a really good idea is just to kind of think about those and your surroundings and that, and maybe a little welfare check, for lack of a better term. Just
you know, we've been pretty fortunate this year. We haven't had this real cold stuff.
Oh,
now, I have an aunt of mine that lives in the Midwest, and she had a 55-degree swing in temperatures the other day.
Yeah.
The first day it was like 11 below, and the next day it's 50-something, right?
Well, I was looking last week, and we're at 40 degrees, and other folks are at minus 40.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Just a few states away, so.
When Barrow, Alaska is warmer than Chicago, something's going on. You know?
So, you know, this cold, you know, we hear the news, and, you know, it's causing deaths and things like that.
It
certainly
does.
Lots of seniors and that, and folks, watch your small children. And I mean, it's very cold, and I'm always amazed up here in Washington. There can be snow on the ground, and we've got folks out there in their t-shirts and shorts. Be careful. Hypothermia can set in rather quickly in these cold climates.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit, you know, about this marriage penalty in the new tax system. I'm just going to simplify it for everybody. It's basically gone for all but the top two tax brackets. So for almost all of us that make under $500,000 a year of adjusted gross income, there's not going to be a marriage penalty. So in other words, in the past, if two people got married and you combined their income, the combined effective rate was higher than if they both filed individually. And that has been eliminated under the new one. Yay. This is something that's had political fallout over the years. It comes and goes. It's been there for quite some time. And it's just patently unfair. Why should people getting married be penalized from tax purposes? And never have understood any type of idea there. Now, probably one of the biggest changes, Ted, that was made was on the standard deduction and the personal exemption. And, folks, you have to kind of pay attention to the language here. But the the standard deduction last year was $6,500. This year, it's $12,000. So most people are saying, well, it's nearly doubled. And that's kind of true. But here on the flip side, we also had what we used to call the personal exemption, which was $4,150. So an individual would get their standard deduction of $6,500 and their personal exemption of $4,150 for a total income tax exclusion of $10,650. The personal exemption of $4,150 is gone. It's eliminated. But the new $12,000 standard deduction is larger than the combined standard and personal exemption. It's $12,000 versus $10,650. So, yep, everybody got a tax cut there. Okay, yeah. Yay.
Well, except for those high earners.
Except for those in the very highest tax bracket, which is going to be someone generally over $426,700 if married, or $424,950 if single, something like that. So way over $400,000 of modified adjusted gross income. So that's just the way it is. So that's pretty good. Now, for those people who are filing head of household, the new standard deduction is $18,000 rather than the $9,350. So that was a big one. Capital gains tax, that's always a biggie, Ted.
Always a big one. And interestingly enough, Washington State currently does not have a capital gains tax. But guess what, folks? They're talking about doing that.
They are. Now, let's discuss that. Capital gains tax. Let's see here. What does the IRS say? Oh, it's an income tax. Okay, there we go. Got the answer. So we'll argue about that. But the answer is capital gains tax is and always has been an income tax.
Yes.
How that income tax is calculated depends on how long you have held that asset. If
That's
you've held
correct.
It for over a year,
right.
you have long-term capital gains. If you have it
right.
less than that, you have short-term. To calculate your short-term capital gains, you're going to go to the income tax brackets, and you're going to take a look at that. And if you're single and you made less than $38,600 or married and less than $77,000, you pay 0% capital
right.
gains. Might there be a planning option here, Ted, on that income where there's zero capital gains?
Yep.
The most people are going to pay 15% if your income as a single person is $38,600 on up, or jointly married $77,000 up, all the way up into almost $500,000. There'd be $425,000 for single people, $479,000 for that. You're going to pay 15%. So the bulk of everybody is going to pay 15% or less or zero.
That's right.
And for the wealthier folks with the income taxes over $425,000 or $479,000 if you're married, 20%. So that's still the top.
Yeah. I think it might be important, Rick, too, to kind of just have a small discussion on what exactly is a capital gains tax and how does it arise. And we have to explain this to our clients quite frequently. And essentially what it is if you buy a
You know what, Ted? We're going to come back after break. We got to do these breaks. Hey, folks, we'd love to hear from you this morning at 888-973-5476. We are live. We are on air, and we're waiting for your calls. We'll be right back.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorek. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Yeah, good morning, folks, and welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick at the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. Find us at rjglegal.com. We're all over the place. We can also be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Hey, we're in talking with Ted Hansen this morning, attorney at the office. We're kind of talking and weaving in some estate planning type stuff and some taxes and income taxes, because we're all kind of having the shell shock of taking a look at our taxes now that it's that tax time. April is fast approaching, and we're starting to get our receipts and do all this kind of stuff. But it's going to be a real different year for most people, because very few people are actually going to be deducting. You know, there's just aren't going to be a lot of deductions. And we're finding a lot of different things. The exemptions going up, you know, the deductions going up to 12,000, but we got rid of some other things. So, you know, we add some things, we take some things out, we tweak the capital gains tax. You know, what about, you know, parents with kids, tax breaks for parents? Well, since this personal exemption went away, that might be a negative impact on families, especially if they have, you know, several kids. However, the the child tax credit, Ted, has been doubled from 1,000 to 2,000. That's significant in and of itself. But what I found more interesting was who was eligible. Prior to, under the old tax code, if you married over $110,000 or $75,000, if you were an individual, you were not eligible for the child tax credit. Those thresholds of income have been greatly expanded. So if you're single, an individual, you could make up to $200,000 and still get the child tax credit, or up to $400,000 if you're married. Notice there was no marriage penalty there. So you can get up to, up to $2,000 credit. And that's, it's really pretty awesome. So, and you can take this credit on, you know, children who are 17 or older as well, but there's a limit to a $500 credit.
That's right.
There's a non-refundable $500 credit if you're taking care of an adult, you know, a child 17 or older, or you're taking care of elderly relatives.
Yep.
So, you know, Ted, in your elder world, I mean, $500 is $500.
Yep, we'll take it.
And so we're certainly going to talk about doing that.
I just wanted to say, too, before we move on, when we were at the break, we started talking about – we were in that capital gains
Thank
discussion.
You.
And
yes.
We started talking about this basis and how are capital gains taxes – how do they come about? Well, they come about fairly simply. It's this simple, folks. Let's just say – and a lot of folks in Seattle have been caught in this trap where years ago they purchased a house, let's say, for $50,000 or thereabouts. And nowadays that house is worth, let's say, $450,000. So – the difference is between what you pay for it and what it's worth currently is the calculation used to estimate your capital gains taxes. So that's what's called basis increase or gain. So gain simply is basis simply is what you paid for it versus what it sells for. That's how you calculate it. So there's some mystery about capital gains. A lot of people don't understand them, don't understand how they arise. It's just like anything else. You buy your watch for $10, you give it to somebody that's now worth $100, that person just inherited a $90 gain from you.
Yeah. So you know, capital gains have always been an interesting part of personal and business planning. The capital gains taxes, if they're properly structured, in my humble opinion, help motivate businesses to retool, to upgrade, modernize their plant and equipment. For individuals, it talks about investing differently, you know, investing in the stock market, we get capital gains, investing in real estate, other capital assets for doing that. So basically, you know, as an investor, we're putting our money at risk and then getting a return. Okay?
Yep.
So
The government, though, wants some of that return. We take the risk, but the government would like to share in some of the return. So that's what a capital gains tax is. Love it or hate it. For most people, it's more advantageous than the income tax bracket. But we've got some changes now going on depending on what your income tax bracket is. So if anything, your capital gains position may have improved if you fall down into the lower or more modest tax brackets.
Yeah, and that's the other thing I think that's confusing about this is it's tied to AGI. So so that's the key calculator is that AGI number.
Yeah. So then the other big one that I think is really emotional for many folks and has kind of been bedrock in a tax system for quite some time, but that has to do with your mortgage interest. And you can now only take a mortgage interest deduction of a mortgage debt of up to $750,000. Now that's down from $1 million currently, so it went down to $750,000. And this only applies, folks, to mortgages taken out after December 15th, 2017. So all your existing mortgages and all that, they're going to be grandfathered in. Now when you get to home equity debt, you can no longer deduct that. Whereas previously you could deduct up to $100,000. Yep. So some changes there. You need to talk with your tax advisor on how you're doing this. You know, I think, you know, gone are the days maybe, and I think this is good, but gone are the days where we buy a house simply calculated on what tax deduction we're going to get. I think an awful lot of folks were perhaps overbuying or buying even for the wrong reason. We should never buy something because of the tax treatment per se. It's always part of the equation, but we have to be real careful. It's not the equation. Yeah. So, folks, we love to talk with you. We've got the phone lines open at 888-973-5476. You're listening to Your Partner in Law. You can find us at yourpartnerinlaw.com. We are live. Yes, we don't have do-overs here in the morning. So it is Sunday morning, and we're all bracing for a little chilly spell as we come up. Hey, folks, we'll be right back after this break. Get your calls at 888-973-5476.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book. Too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450.
At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. Welcome back. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick at the law firm of Gregorick & Associates, and you're listening to Your Partner in Law. We're here to answer your questions and just kind of help you get through life and keep you updated and educated on a lot of things that impact your estate and financial planning and just kind of life in general. We talk a lot about disability, all kinds of things. Today, we've been kind of looking at taxes. We're all kind of walking through this now for the first time. We're just discussing that the mortgage interest deductions are going to be real different. So make sure you're checking those out and not counting on a $30,000 deduction from last year when it might be something different. So you're grandfathered in from old stuff, but new stuff. So you're going to need to take a look at that. The charitable contribution deduction, pretty much the same. Two notable changes: taxpayers can deduct donations of as much as 60% of their income. That's up from a 50% cap, so encourage a little more charitable planning there. And donations made to a college in exchange for the right to purchase athletic tickets will no longer be deductible. What do you think of that, Ted?
I think there's a lot of unhappy Husky fans, probably.
Yeah, so donations made to a college in exchange for the right to purchase athletic tickets. Something just doesn't sound right there. Glad it's gone. Anyhow, I love football, but sounds like that's a good thing. And now medical deductions. Your threshold there has been reduced. That's a good thing. You used to have more than 10% of your adjusted gross income to deduct your medical expenses. That's been dropped to 7.5%. So
that's the big deal for a lot of folks.
Heck yeah.
Expense deduction.
Now, Ted, one of the ones that, you know, has a lot of folks kind of unhappy. Now, Washingtonians generally wouldn't be one of these groups that are unhappy, but Californians certainly are. And this has to do with what we call the SALT deductions, which is state and local income taxes. So here in Washington, of course, we don't have an income tax. And we do, though, have local sales taxes. So since we weren't able to deduct state income taxes previously here in Washington, we were able to deduct certain state and local taxes, or basically our sales tax.
Yeah.
So in California, though, where they have a very high income tax, that income tax is not going to be deductible in the same way that it used to be. So it's really going to be kind of tough. So people that are in those higher income tax bracket states need to, you know, have a real serious talk with their tax advisors and how this is going to impact, either favorably or not. It's going to be a little different for each taxpayer on what happens. Kind of the biggest change, I think, Ted, for the vast majority, and this has got to be up into 80%+ range perhaps of tax filers, you're not going to be itemizing this year with this very large standard deduction of $12,000. So that's good. If we're looking at other changes, remember when we had the Obamacare stuff, all the Affordable Care Act and insurance, there was a tax penalty for people if they didn't sign up for the insurance through the exchanges and all that. That's gone. Penalty's gone. So don't have to worry about that. But folks, you shouldn't have to be incentivized by a tax penalty to have proper health care insurance. So you young folks, especially millennials out there that think you're never going to need health insurance, I beg you, get health insurance. You are going to need it. And the worst time to need it is when you don't have it.
That's right. This is a tough topic. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people kind of caught in this donut hole, if you will, where they don't have employers sponsoring their plans or even being able to get into a group plan, and they're caught in this private marketplace. And I can tell you for sure that I've talked to many, many people that think this is just a terrible trap, and that, you know, this country should be able to provide medical insurance at an affordable rate for people that need it. That's the bottom line here. And the reality of it is it's anything but still. So got a lot of work to do in this healthcare arena.
It is kind of tough, and it's an area you need to really be educated on. And certainly as we age and we're pushing up towards age 65, learning all about Medicare and all the different insurance options there from almost free to not so free and all the different types of things there. All kinds of different things are going on in the world. You know, estate tax exemptions, they keep going up, you know. So the estate tax exemption used to be indexed about $5 million. Now it's indexed to $11 million. We're up to $11,180,000, so $11.2 million roughly for a single taxpayer, $22.4 million for a married couple. Imagine that, folks, that you can have that size estate at the federal level and not have to worry about any of those rather pesky estate taxes.
Now, yeah, even at 5.5, most people with a married couple, $11 million was hard to reach.
It was hard to reach.
We didn't see too many of those, and it's probably going to be less likely now, obviously. But
the devil's in the detail, right? That's the federal exemption. Yeah. Ted, you and I both know we still have folks here. Some of you out there are still maybe unaware that Washington State has its own standalone estate tax separate and distinct from the federal. It looks a lot like the federal, just different tax rates. And that goes from 10 to 20% depending on how large your estate is. And that starts on everything over, you know, just
about
a smidge, a little over $2.2 million. So lots of our Washingtonians need to do that. So, folks, you must, you know, if you've got a house in King County, a 401k, and a couple bucks in the bank, you better make sure you're doing estate tax planning. So come on in and see us, estate planning attorneys, to help you out there such that you don't unnecessarily
it's a big issue.
Pay taxes.
This takes a lot of people by surprise here, you know, and it's not uncommon for people to have a taxable estate in this state. Like you just said, with, you know, a piece of real estate and a couple of investment accounts, so you know, you're pretty much there. And I guess we talk about these things at the office a lot, but for the general public, it's just kind of keeping an eye on where your estate value is and being able to do marital tax planning is critical. So if your attorneys aren't talking to you about marital tax planning when you're talking about estate planning, you need to find another attorney.
You know, and that's just the threshold, is that basic, what we call them, trust splits for married folks and, you know, eliminating taxes on first death almost always. But what we're really focusing on is when that second person in a marital community dies, that they'll only have their exemption to use.
That's
in
right.
Washington, there's no portability like there is at the federal
That's
level.
Right.
Another whole show's topic. And need to do that. So, I mean, the bottom line is, folks, this stuff's complicated. And we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregrick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregrick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregrick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregrick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, well, I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance
of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Okay, folks, we're back. Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, and we've got attorney Ted Hansen joining in a little chat this morning and kind of going over all these taxes and a bunch of the changes and things like that. You really have to check these out because almost everything's changed, the whole new forms, everything. For small business owners that aren't professional service corporations like CPA firms and law firms and things like that, y'all getting a tax break. We're not. We're upset about that. The very people who have the influence on helping you save taxes, we can't save them ourselves because of the carve out there. So hopefully we'll see some different things going on there. So corporate tax rates are down in general across the board for, you know, C-Corps. Interesting rules for the pass-through entities. There's some deduction that pass-through entities like S-Corps and partnerships will be able to take as long as they're not a service organization under the code. And that's a 25% one, so that's going to help make those pass-through entities more competitive with the corporate tax rate. So those are really going to be complicated for a lot of folks to figure out, but what the heck? We'll have to deal with that.
Yeah, I think in general, probably that's a good thing.
And so, you know, looking at, you know, let's say you're, you know, you're getting up in years, and but you still have a pretty substantial income, and you'd like, and this is non-wage income, it's not coming from a job and things like that. It's coming from, you know, your investment incomes and stocks and things of that nature. You know, there are some things through the gifting strategies where you can gift some of these assets to younger folks in your estate, and they pay the taxes in their tax bracket. Now, please don't do this without talking to your tax advisor. We do have some kiddie taxes, and we do have some other issues where by certain types of income will be taxed at the donor, the giver's tax rate for children in certain brackets and things of that nature. So, but it is a good opportunity to do some what we call income tax shifting from a higher tax bracket to a lower tax bracket. But this is something that must be coordinated with your tax advisor and your attorney to make sure that you're giving the gift properly, especially if it's a minor. Please don't just gift it to them outright and put it in a UTMA account. If you're in this, if you're in this type of bracket and you're in this type of gifting, you know, think of a more formal structure that's going to work better for the long haul for that person, that child or grandchild that you're gifting to, and think about a protective trust for them and for the assets that you put there. So
this is
lots of those. So
yeah, this is an important issue, and I don't think a lot of people pick up on this, that you know, the thought of giving somebody money and why do we do that? Well, it comes back to this estate tax issue. And when you have estates that are over 2.25, you know, why not give it to family and friends as opposed to giving it to the government? You have three choices, right? You got friends and family, you got charities, and you got the government, and pick two of the above and you'll be in good shape. But that's a big issue, and being able to shift this down to people that are in lower tax brackets is a really effective strategy to reduce your overall estate value.
So, you know, another hour in the can almost here, Ted. We've at the beginning of the show, we told all the folks out there, we told you the good news and the bad news. The bad news is Retire Meet is sold out. February 16th, Retire Meet, fifth year in a row, sold out. Over 400 of you are going to be out there. You know, that's the bad news. It's sold out. The good news is it's sold out.
Yes. And more bad news, you're still paying taxes this year.
And we're still paying taxes this year. So, hey, if you did miss out on getting your tickets for Retire Meet, go ahead and give us a shout-out at yourpartnerinlaw.com, and you can just contact us there, and we'll get you on a priority list, and we'll see what we can do to get people in. Because, you know, every now and then there's a few cancellations, but historically, very few. This is a once in a lifetime event for most folks. It's unique. It's just amazing. We only do this a couple of times a year, and we try to have a great fun day, and it's always been great. So for those of you who are going to be joining us at Retire Meet 2019.
What are we, 2 weeks away now, I guess?
Yeah, February 16th, all day Saturday. Going to be fun. Hopefully we're not snowed in by then, but probably not. Anyhow, folks, you can find us all kinds of places on the web. I would encourage you to check out our blogs, our website, the show feeds. You can RSS feed them. There's all kinds of stuff. We want to help keep you informed such that you're making wise decisions as you move move through life, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. We have a few of those. And we want to just help you have a better life by being prepared. And so much of what we talk about is, being financially prepared, but also being emotionally prepared and having the right documents legally prepared for these things can make all the difference in the world. And really lessen, your financial exposure, take care of your assets, take care of your family, and proper prior planning prevents poor performance. And that's I did without too much pee-popping in that. So, folks, it's been great talking with you again. Do think about the cold and the neighbors around you and be safe. And we'll be back next Sunday. Take care, folks.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.